maybe an Irish striker on the way. A bit of speculation about Evan Ferguson possibly coming on loan. You haven't heard anything? No?
I'll give him a text now on the way home.
Drop him a text there and let us know what he says.
I haven't heard that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Best odds guaranteed on all Irish and UK racing. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Welcome to episode 40 of the Racing Pod on Off the Ball with John Duggan and Johnny Ward. Remember, we're here every week with analysis, interviews, race previews, tips, stories, interviews, and the crack. The first half of the pod each week is free to air. The second part is exclusively for members. So be sure to sign up by going to offtheball.com/join. This week for members, we're going to focus on Saturday's action at Sandown and some of the races we don't get to at the Curra on Saturday. Johnny, how's the form?
The form is good, JD. It's been a good time for racing of late, the whole City of Troy thing and the prospect of us gatecrashing his Breeders' Cup party and going off to Delmar to see him run on the dirt will be a bit of fun. But maybe we'll go to Laytown in the meantime, will we?
Monday the 16th.
Running on the sand, yeah. I think we're going to go and make a day out of it. It's funny, like, Laytown, a lot of people won't experience the likes of Laytown, but how would you describe it to people if they haven't gone?
Unique.
Mm.
I was there in 2018 for the 150th anniversary of the Laytown races. Folks, the Laytown races are only run once a year up in, it's County Meath, isn't it? I know it's very much Louth-Meath border.
And the Dublin border nearly.
And the Dublin border as well. But it is something I'm just surprised they don't have more often.
Yeah.
They don't have maybe 5 meetings a year on the beach. So it's on the beach. Horses run on the beach. It's when the tides are right. Sometimes it can be on a different day, different parts of September. And it's just brilliant.
It's brilliant. And you've like English owners and English trainers like preparing and almost buying horses for Laytown now to come over. You have the Melbourne Racing lads, and it's very unique, obviously, but to come over and see what isn't, honestly, not the worst standard of racing. You get fair horses running on it as well. Horses that, and the other anomaly then, JD, as a punter, it's a fascinating card because, strangely enough, your handicap mark is your turf mark rather than your Dundalk mark, and Laytown, in theory, should be a lot more like the all-weather. So you can have this low turf mark and have a high Dundalk mark and come into Laytown and obviously, you know, horses who have course form are well, you know, found there. But it's a great day out. And, like, I've made this point recently. Like, Irish people are more interested now in going racing in stuff that doesn't involve the horses, right? So if it's good horses, it just doesn't attract people racing as much as it used to. They can see it on TV. You know, if it sees the stars couldn't get a particularly huge crowd at Leopardstown, that always stuck with me. And even the big National Hunt horses now, they don't have the same kind of following that they used to have. And I think people go for the stories, for the likes of the crack at Galway, for the people they might meet at Ballinrobe, for the syndicates that might have a winner in Tramore or Wexford, and for Laytown because it's really unique and it's a day at the beach. And obviously you have the fun. It's kind of like one of those wedding parties that's kind of just thrown together in a field and they're trying to do a unique kind of... But the horse racing, you can hear the thud of the horses on the beach, and horses running on a beach with the backdrop of the water and the horizon is just, I mean, that's just beautiful at any time of the year. And it's a really lively betting ring as well. So that's kind of like a throwback. There will be more people at Laytown than will have gone to the Guineas this year. That's mad, but that's
true. There was a horse called Arbitrage Rare. I don't know if you remember this story where there was a photo taken, and I must find out who got the photo because he looked like he was flying.
I think it was, I apologise now, but I think that was Pat Healy. And I'm really apologetic.
Yeah, it was. I'm just checking here.
It was trained by Donald Kinsler. He's on his back legs. Like it's an amazing, amazing story. If you remember reading Animal Farm in school where by the end the pigs were on their two back legs, they turned so much into the humans. Well, if you can imagine a horse like walking on two legs, this photo isn't a bad example of it. And it's the look of the handler who I can't remember who the handler is. It's an incredible photo. And I think, you know, I think a lot of the racing photography now is has changed because you take a lot of shots, and like if you take 100 shots you'll get a good one. But that was like being there. You had to be there, like Dion Fanning this week. You had to be there. And Dion Fanning, if you haven't seen it, by the way, an OTB breakfast, unbelievable. But you had to be there and take that photo.
Yeah, no, I had a great time at Laytown. I love the marquee afterwards. That was really good fun. And just seeing the horses run on the beach, it's just so quintessentially Irish and culturally fuse with who we are, I think.
100%. And I think it's the only meeting in Europe that's run on the beach, only actual meeting. And obviously you have like pony racing on the beach, but like Aidan McGuinness, who we'd be very familiar with, the likes of Damien English and others would frequently run their horses, or at least bring them to the beach very near there. And horses on the beach, I think in the beach in Mornington or Rush around there, you're allowed a certain window to bring your horse out, and then they have to come back. And often the walkers and the runners, they love to see the horses out. And like when you see the horses and the silhouettes in the water and the sun shining, it's just it's stunning.
There is a important race on Saturday, the Courage Johnny, the Pat Smullen Cancer Trials Ireland charity race. As we know, Pat passed away in recent years, brilliant jockey, Derby winning jockey. His late son, Pat, the late Pat's son, Paddy Smullen, has a ride on Gordon Elliott's By Your Side. So Paddy Smullen having a ride for his late father on Saturday. 20 runners, so well done to everybody involved. Best of luck to everybody involved, all the riders, all the connections. I'd also like to give a shout out to Charles O'Neill from Irish Thoroughbred Marketing. He's on the Jessica Harrington train to Jungle Cove. So best of luck, Charles. But this is a really important day at the Curragh and a really good cause.
Yeah, brilliant cause. Like, definitely one of my favourite days racing was Pat's fundraiser when he was he hadn't passed at that stage, and he was obviously, you could tell, like he'd gone down a lot and he was really struggling, but he came that day to the Curragh. And you had the legends riders race, which was like Tony McCoy, Ruby Walsh, Paul Carberry, Charlie Swan, to name but four. Very emotional day. Like even every time I think about it, you saw hard men welling up that day when Pat Smullen came out and some of the images of him. And didn't McCoy win the big race as well? It was quite everything sort of was written in the stars, but massive money was raised. Like, and we can't lose sight of that. Pat Smullen is still living on because of somebody will survive cancer, and we might find answers to cancer, because it's trial and error, JD. It's like putting money in and figuring out what doesn't work and moving on to something else, and eventually we will get there. And that's the whole point. It's a long process with cancer to get to the bottom of how we can solve the cancer issue. But this is to see the name PJ Smullen on the race card is really amazing, you know. And a lot of people will be commenting on that tomorrow. And you know, Hannah Smullen has already ridden a winner, and yes, even Frances Crowley, her mother and Pat's wife, has taken the license back out again, which is great to see. And I was actually at Tramore when this horse won the last day. Kieran Gamble is the owner, really likable guy, and I know him quite well. And he just bumped into all these lads from Greystones that he knew. And I interviewed them before the race, and I figured that they were sort of like unnamed members of the syndicate, shall we say, but they weren't. They just happened to be racing, and the gate crashed. They came in, we had a bit of crack with them, and they were there for the celebrations afterwards. And it was a brilliant day out. And the last time I saw Kieran, he was deciding whether or not he'd stay down in Tramore that night. So hopefully, it's a good time, Kieran. This horse was in great form that day, though. And all this to mention, Steph Searle, who I know at the races, best of luck to Steph. And Jamie Heffernan is a guy that will obviously prompt a lot of thoughts. Is this any relation to Jamie? And I can't answer that. But it's a great venture, and very best luck to young PJ Smullen.
This is 5:45 at the Curragh on Saturday, the last race of the day. Let's look at a couple of the races for 2-year-olds. The Group 3 Irish EBF Stakes at 220. Good to firm in places at the ground conditions. This is a mile. Dreamy won a Goodwood Maiden over 7 furlongs, running green. Probably the one to beat for Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien. Would you agree?
The more I looked at this race, the more I didn't want to bet on it. Dreamy first time out, a rare runner for the yard by American Pharaoh. She was quite well fancied at Goodwood, and she showed a good attitude as well. She's out of Tapestry, who was a good horse. Fiery Lucy, JD. It's a fascinating thing for Gavin Cromwell to do here. Like, this is a horse by a little known stallion without parole. Has only run over six furlongs, but actually has a fair chance, I think, of staying this trip. In which case, I mean, she's rated 102 and she's well worth that mark. Gavin, again, he's just in great form. I'd give her every chance of staying. Garden of Eden is hard to assess, because she was well fancied first time out, showed nothing, and then was 18-1 at Nace and won in a very good style the last day. And Lady Marin, I'm nearly respecting her for the fact that Paddy Toomey puts her into the race in the first place, because on the run at Galway, she was second to Horse of Aidens, well beaten, and was sent off, you know, what was she, 15 days. The fact that she comes here suggests that Paddy reckons she can get back black type, but she's plenty to find. Alistella coming over, I respect, although I'd wonder about her. She might be slightly exposed, well, for some of these. So Dreamy, but I've no strong view on the race.
Lady Marin cost $200,000 as a yearling, so 17-2. This one I picked out against the favourite, so I'm going to go each way on Lady Marin in that 220, the EBF Stakes for fillies. The Round Tower Stakes is at 250. Half an hour later, the Group 3 for 6 furlong horses. Ides of March, once again, odds on for Aidan O'Brien. Got his act together, winning over course and distance last time out. Ryan Moore rides, probably more to come from this one. Is it more solid than maybe Dreamy?
This would be my, I mean, I don't normally put up short price horse, but this horse looks bulletproof. Like, he's unexposed. You say he got his act together the last day, because he was 5-4 at the car the day before. He didn't do an awful lot wrong, but this, like, he beat 18 rivals the last day, and a lot of Aidan's 2-year-olds now, a lot of the 2-year-olds this year, he's very, very happy to make them run him with them. And this horse looked very straightforward the last day. He's already been given a race and post rating that puts him well ahead of these. Celtic Chieftain is exposed, was this point the last day. Morning Vietnam, I mean, was 16s when the 5 furlong race at Cork the last day, which is rare for Michael O'Callaghan. I wonder about that form. Rudy's Apple for me was I put up Rudy's Apple the last day. I thought he was disappointing. He looked limited. This horse looks, he just looks to have way more scope than the rest of these. Straightforward horse, should make the run to make all.
Good morning, Vietnam.
There we go.
Remember that? That movie, Robin Williams. And this
late Robin Williams.
This horse won a Cork, as you say, but it was gelded. So that
maybe that was it.
That was probably the positive reason for that. Never raced over 6 furlongs. Maybe the one I picked out if you want to look for an outsider against Ides of March, but you're probably right, Johnny. Ides of March would probably win. Now, the Cambridgeshire is the big handicap. Over 20 runners, 24 runners, 1 mile, 4:35 at the Curra. This is one for each way, punters, folks. If you're going to have a bet on this, do each way. What do you like?
It's a cracking renewal of the race. Again, Paddy Power's supporting the cancer trials as well. So I'll just give a mention to the sponsor in relation to that. But so many horses here, you give a chance to Booyah, who won at the Curra in a big handicap on, was that Derby weekend? Shazan, second to last day at Goran, as a horse I tipped since, was actually scratched. Wigmore Street, who's quite likely race for Aidan O'Brien. Koshamara, second start for him at Mullins, which brings me to my selection. Finally, State Actor, who was remarkably short in the last day, 9-4 for Bill Farrell. But Blues Emperor is a fascinating runner.
Yes!
You're kidding me, JD. This horse 14-1 with William Hill, 14-1 as we speak, and you'll probably get 6 places.
So anybody who doesn't know what that means, it means we have the same view on this thing.
Now, this happens quite a bit. Now
it happens, but and I don't think it's happened. I don't feel like we're in a really hot streak at the moment.
We're not. No, we're not. We might be in life, but not in the horses. Massive, massive claims, this horse. One, I watched this horse. I actually backed him, and I would have had a few quid. A good betting him, actually, when he won at the Curra on Derby Day, I think 2 years ago, and he was ridden that day by Shane Kelly. He was fairly lightly raced for Johnny Murta at the time. I think he's only a 3-year-old. But the key here, Wesley Joyce claiming 5. He got dropped £3 for the run at Galway the last day, but he's clearly running well. He can make the run and he doesn't need to. The drawn 16, I don't think that'll be an issue. He's 14-1, but he's a very, very solid son of Glen Eagles. I like his claims, JD. Sea Eagle as well, you got to respect. One of Roscommon. Current Option is a horse that, and Genuine Article for Gerard Keane, who was banged there at Galway.
There's money for Genuine Article as we speak on Friday here.
So such a good race, this, and what a story if he could win this for connections with the year they're having.
Blues Emperor is one I'm going for as well, Johnny, and I'm quite sweet on it, to be honest, each way. I definitely think it'll make the frame. As you say, beaten very narrowly in the race last year by Corridor. Corridor is £3 higher. Blues Emperor is £3 better off now from last year's run with each way opportunities with Wesley Joyce the saddle, and actually probably ran its best race for a while at Galway last time. It just seems to me like to be the plan. Course and distance winner. Good ground, what he wants. He's only 5 as well, so he's not like he's 8 or 9. He's only 5.
Absolutely.
So 4-5, you think there'd be improvement there. I think he's a crack in each way bet, and great that we agree.
Wesley
and hopefully,
Joyce
folks,
as well.
it'll happen.
Yeah, Wesley Joyce as well. You know, Wesley had to overcome that horrific incident at Galway, and he still has a lot to do in terms of getting fully back to his full health after that. He's a very, very good rider. Like, when you talk about the top young riders at the moment, I'm thinking like James Ryan, who's quite tall, very good rider. Funnily enough, I mean, definitely Ketton Kennedy be well up there. I would say Wesley Joyce claiming 5 as well. And Wayne Hassett, really, really good. Last year's champion apprentice, having a difficult year this year, actually. His name has just gone out of my head at the moment, and he's just having a tough year. His first year of post-apprentice, it'll come to me. But there are some very, very talented young riders at the moment, and Wesley's still claiming 5. He's very good value for that.
The other ones I kind of picked out in the Cambridge Shire, because we're at my 24 runners, you talk about Wayne Hassett there. He's on Global Energy. He's won twice over course and distance this year on varying ground and holes in each way squeak, because Wayne takes off £5. It's right to the bottom of the handicap at 20-1. Also, Vera's Secret, only four runs, course and distance winner in the Phillies handicap last time out, going the right way, is a 16-1 shot. Once again, might be a bit unexposed, but I'm going for Blues Emperor like you, Johnny, each way in this one, the Irish Cambridgeshire. There's just some horses there. I think like Big Gossy, I think, has got too much weight. Corridor maybe could be in the grip of the handicapper. Booyah, £6 higher now than he won when he was course and distance winner earlier this season. Shazan could want further. Wigmore Street has top connections. Ryan Moore riding, but only four lifetime runs yet to see the best of him. Karshamar is now with Emmett Mullins. Sixth in the 2000 Guineas last year, but hasn't shown the same sparkle since. So State Actor. It was interesting that Colin Crean rides this one and he doesn't ride the one for his dad. Genuine article.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're looking at the market at the moment, State Actor generally about an 8-1 favourite.
Yeah, Jamie Powell is a jockey whose name I, and best looks Jamie this weekend. I couldn't remember his name there, but Colin Keane, State Actor, the one thing you'd say about him is Bill Farrell is a very good trainer. I'm a big fan of him. And the horse, to be sent off 9-4 the last day in a Premier Handicap, looked extraordinarily tight. It didn't run badly either. That was behind Booyah. Was running off 94 then, kind of missed the break. And it's now down to 91, JD, so you can easily make a case for him, drawn 23.
You make a case for a lot of them, to be honest. Like, no more Porter was second over the course and distance earlier this season, could run well, but has only won twice in 33 starts. So
even Casanova, the stablemate, I mean, he'll have his ground if he can bounce back.
Just very consistent. But on a going day, it is difficult. There's actually money for Soaring Monarch, who is a horse that has changed stables now, was with Peter Fahey. Did run well over further at Galway last time out. It would be a surprise maybe if there aren't better opponents, but Soaring Monarch, a bit of money for this horse on Friday, about 20-1 shot.
Yeah, it drops back to say from the mile and a half, and it'll be a truly run race. I love these handicaps, and especially with the bookmakers giving you every incentive.
This just seems like a fair track as well for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
you don't have these quirks of draw.
If you ran it at Leopardstown, there'd be a lot of horses who just wouldn't get into the race because you're turning straight away. There's a wall of horse ahead of you. The car is very fair. Like once you come into the straight, you've any amount of time, and you've the whole of the Curragh really to angle where you want to go. It's an exceptionally fair track, the Curragh. Ketan Kendi, I mentioned, he rides his Epi Cassioli, so keep an eye out for him as well. Brilliant value for his 7.
Yeah, and we're almost getting towards the jump season now as well.
Constitution Hill is alive and well, I see. Right. Had like 3 bulletins since. I mean, we are in like late August, September. Like just let's run him a few times this year and see how he is.
Yeah, it's a bit now. We don't want to be spending our whole national hunt season talking about horses. You want to see them. There's one thing with the flat you're seeing it's like City Troy's come out. He ran a Sandown. He ran in the Judmont. He's going to run. You know he's going to run a lot of times.
Yeah.
There's no messing around. So we'll see how good they are.
It's a nonsense. Like the horse has no value when he's finished racing at all. So just run him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in... apologies now, I don't remember his name. We'd a boxer on a couple of weeks back and he was on about... on OTB Breakfast. And he was on about... I'm not afraid to lose fights, and he says like what I'm doing now is I'm facing boxers, and we want to put the best boxers together. Don't be afraid to lose. Like it's better for the public if we actually see really good fights. And I was thinking, this guy could be running Constitution Hill's campaign and be a lot better than Nicky Henderson. To be honest, it'd be better for the public anyway.
Okay, Meg Man of Double J. This is an obvious one. This is really like a penalty kick in terms of decision, isn't it? Blues Emperor each way in the Irish Cambridgeshire.
Yeah, I might go against you just for a little bit of interest in the nursery, which is a race that
So we're both going to pick that, right, in the Cambridge?
Yeah.
4:35, 1 mile, Blues Emperor, 14-1 shot each way. And what's the other horse you want to pick?
My other selection, this horse will be a prize now, Churchill Gale for...
What time?
Tom McCourt. That's in the race before it, which is 4:00. I have a small concern about the fact that the horse was cheap enough before she ran, but her 3 runs on good ground are really, really interesting. As I say, James Ryan is a very good rider, is slightly out of the handicap. This horse will be a big price. I quite liked her maiden runs. The last day at Galway, she was disappointing. That was on soft ground, though, and she wasn't a huge price. And she stayed on well, quite eye-catching at Leopardstown a couple of times. Interesting runner. Keep an eye out as well in that race for... Nyman for Henry de Bromhead, who's horse on great form. Very nice race at the Curragh the last day, steps up a furlong.
Magical Zoe winning it. The Ebor, of course, recently.
Unbelievable. Like, and I mean, you look at York, you're on about the flat first. Like, York, you'd City of Troy, obviously, it's what, 3 Irish winners going into the race that Pat O'Donnell won then, and like that was Pat O'Donnell having Extensio winning with Joey Sheridan winning at York, and then Magical Zoe winning for essentially Jumps Connections on the Saturday, and Billy Lee and Henry de Bromhead, Colin Keane unlucky in a horse for Willie Mullins. Like, it's just, that's, Jumps is less crack at the moment, I think.
It is, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Churchill Gale, keep an eye out that one for Johnny in the 4 o'clock at the Kerr on Saturday, and we both picked Blues Emperor in the Irish Cambridgeshire at 4:35. This is the Racing Pod and Off the Ball. If you're listening to the free version of the podcast, we're leaving you here. But if you're looking for more, including our look at Saturday's action at Sandown and also the races we didn't get to at the Curragh, go to offtheball.com/join to subscribe and get the full podcast with all of our racing tips, insights and stories from the week's action.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.